the Los Angeles Underground. It's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex.
It's like honey in your ear hole.
This is great, because now I can see the screen.
See that, John? How do you feel?
I like that
so
more.
Is that the way it's always going?
That's the way it looks. You can see when we spike. I have the monitor turned towards John.
We have to fix that one.
Here's what I'm doing. I've turned the monitor so that I have full view of the table. Now Justine won't be on her phone. She'll be fully engaged. I can see Patrick's plethora of snacks there in front of him.
Skittles.
It's exciting. It's exciting. Sandy, I still have a hard time seeing her. She's behind the Thanos glove. She's behind the gauntlet of Thanos there.
The fist.
And then Jake put a book in front of him like a shield. John, Sandy, of course, fully exposed, as he always is, during each and
in
every
the
podcast.
Corner.
Hey there, sailor.
Pardon me while I whip this up.
That's it. That's it. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Superiority Complex. We're already off to a roaring start here today.
Hey, we're almost in the roaring 20s.
The counter, the tachometer at the top, doesn't that freak
no.
you out? That's time allotted? Or
that's time. It's we're live. We're a minute and 27 seconds in.
How about
people have
that?
Been putting up with this for a minute and 30 seconds already.
Can you hear that? They haven't quit yet. We're
seems
proud
like,
of them.
Seems like an hour.
Yeah, it does.
We just
seems
started.
Interminable.
It's because we've been here an hour.
Justine, let's talk about it. Well, last time we recorded, we left here full of hope. The Dodgers were up, only to be upended by the horrible decision-making of Dave Roberts.
Yes.
Calling and Charlie Steiner, who called it on the radio. I was listening on the radio. Charlie Steiner literally said, "The Dodgers are now six outs away from
are you clinching that are you that superstitious?
The National League Division Series." And then Kershaw gave up those two home runs.
Have you seen the picture going around the internet where it has Kershaw and it says Kershaw coming at you every October? It looks a little evil.
There's also one with him in like a toy package and it says warning may choke.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear that?
I blame it all on
did you hear the
Dave
fan
Roberts.
On TV? He's like, fire Roberts. It was so loud.
My cousin has video of himself yelling at Dave Roberts at a Dodger game. It's fantastic.
And they're not going to, right?
He's back in. They love him.
He's got a contract
they
another, what, 2 years, three
they
years?
They brought back the GM. Everything's the same, man. They already said, don't expect us to sign any big pitchers or anything like that. Things are going to be pretty much the same. So as long as this crew is in charge, you're going to keep seeing the same result.
But you don't blame Kershaw. You blame Roberts for.
Well,
him.
He was. We talked about it
that
on
was a
we,
whole thing.
We did a whole thing on. If you want to listen to the postseason postmortem, my friend Hish and I, we explore that very question. And yeah, they put him in a bad situation, and he didn't do well. So, but your manager should know what you're capable of.
Yeah, and he's usually a starter.
That's what I tell my boss a lot.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But here we are. But look, all credits to the Washington Nationals. Here we are a week later. They've already swept the Cardinals. So not only did they stick it to the Dodgers, they've already
it
swept the Cardinals.
It makes you feel better.
They look great. Look great. So, but yeah. F the five-game series, F the wild card.
But it is good when you were talking about how the Dodgers are always making it out there. Making it that far.
Yeah. I mean,
like, what, 7 years in a row?
It's not easy to do, but I mean, in the minds of the fans, the only measure of success is a trophy.
Yeah.
You know, the front office looks at it and says, look, we've made it to this level for 7 years.
Yeah, I want a shirt that says we won.
Yeah, I know. I got the faded one with Oral Hirsch.
Yeah, exactly.
I want a shirt.
I got one in the back of the closet that's from like 88, right?
Let me have it.
Also this year, ironically, didn't they like beat a record like most one
they
games?
Won the most regular season games. But you know, in the last few years, those teams with great regular season records don't seem to go very far in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. It's time. We're not talking about sports today. We're talking about popular culture. We're talking movies. We're talking music. We have listener questions today.
Yeah.
Before we do that, I do want to get some business out of the way.
Yes.
There's a new website called Podchaser. So everyone who's left a review for us on iTunes, thank you so much. I was reading some of those. I'm waiting for my Apple ID. I have one Apple ID. I can never remember the password for it. And I keep having to send away to Apple, and they take like 2 weeks to get you a new ID and get through this whole process for some
blood
reason.
Type and all that fun stuff, firstborn.
It's like seriously being locked out, and you're like, open the pod bay doors, Hal.
You can't write it down somewhere and lock that.
I can't
it
do.
Up.
I can't do that, Mario.
He has it on a post-it, right?
I have it on a post-it, right on my computer screen. But it fell off. Yeah,
and the dog ate it.
It's under the order for Portillo's sandwiches, it's right under there for the Portillo's menu, somewhere on my desk. We have a new app called Podchaser. I'm sorry, website called Podchaser. If you guys could go on there and give us some reviews, it's fantastic. It's kind of like an, somebody described it as an IMDb for podcasts. And you can write reviews, and you don't have to have a podcast to be on there. You can just go on
there.
Can
I just copy paste?
I saw your review on iTunes.
Yeah,
I like
so
that.
I should copy paste.
You can't write a review for a podcast you're already
Yes, you can.
On.
Because I
wasn't
you
in
can
She
say,
wasn't on it yet.
I wasn't on it.
She wasn't on it yet.
You can say,
suck
you're
it,
trash.
Jake.
And I know because I'm on this show.
I like what Jake says. I just don't like the way he says it. That's the review.
I'm just saying.
That's what the tattoo says.
Sandy, turn around and show us that tattoo, would you?
Hey, we're the first search when it comes up.
Oh, my God.
We've got 23 ratings so far.
We're the first?
I think we're a 4.8 or something.
So that's five stars, baby.
Mostly five stars.
Yeah, we round up here.
That's five
stars.
Oh,
on podcast? On, are you talking about on Podchaser?
Podchaser, yeah.
We have
yeah.
the most...
No, we don't have the most.
No, yeah, that's like the when most you search in... for our names, we're the first one that
first.
Comes up.
Okay.
We're the best.
So... Just so you know, so we're also in a group called Next Wave, which is a group of podcasters who are just kind of helping each other out and supporting each other, retweeting each other's stuff. And so we're doing a thing called the Pod Raid. Every week, they feature two new podcasts. So I thought it'd be nice to go on here and tell you guys what the podcasts are. I already tweeted their stuff out. But there's three fat nerds. Those guys, let me tell you something. Voices... like they have good radio voices. Ugh. So I feel like we really need to up our game. And they're actual like embedded nerds. They're running panels at like different conventions and stuff like that.
Oh, they're
that.
In the deep dark.
They're
nerds?
In the deep. They're in like they're like deep state nerds.
They're
these
rolling
are, these
in
are,
the deep.
These are guys we need to look up to. And they have good radio voices. So check them out.
You mean like Gary Owens or that kind of like...
Yeah, their promo is actually on the garage episode we did.
They
did the promo for it, and it's a really, really good voice, good radio voice. And then we have a Misery Loves Garlic Bread, which we talked about. Misery Loves Garlic Bread is a true crime slash horror podcast. Just what did you think, hungry. Justine?
It was good.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
All right.
It was interesting.
You checked it out?
I did.
Notice
now, listen,
how she said it
if
was
you,
good.
If you guys are listening, Misery Loves Garlic Bread, and you hear Justine say, it was good, she will go on to rate that a 10 if it was a digital
yeah,
movie.
Done,
it
could be
so don't feel bad that she's underselling you. That's what she does.
Yeah. It's all right.
It could be
it's
anywhere
a
from a 6 to a 10. Yeah. So.
You're in the positive.
You're in the positive,
yeah.
So don't feel bad about her.
It's just bait and switch.
Yeah. If she said it was okay, then you're in trouble.
Oh, she does. And so over on Podchaser, we actually have a couple of really good reviews from other podcasts.
Oh, I was going
to
read those.
One of which is For Your Reference, which is an awesome podcast I started listening to. They're from Australia. It's KT and Odie. And they pick one thing from pop culture. They just spend one episode talking about that. So I listened to an episode about the American Office. They do all kinds of stuff. But every episode is focused on one different piece of pop culture.
So they stay focused, unlike us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's
we're
impressive.
All over that. Then there's Danny B from the Retrostalgia podcast. Danny B is she describes herself as a sheltered millennial. And what she does is she will review one thing that she's never seen but has been told you absolutely need to see this.
That's cool.
And it's from stuff before she was born.
That's cool.
So it's all stuff before she was born. So that is awesome. A little bit like what we do on the Digital Movie Club with you guys. Mm-hmm. Then there's the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour, which I love. Ocho Duro means hard eight. So you know these guys are gamblers. And they do a little bit of, they're like us, a little bit of a mixed board of pop culture. And they'll talk about everything, anything and everything. So check those guys out.
Said some really nice things.
They all
us.
Said really great stuff about us, and so we're gonna.
I'm gonna cry.
We're gonna get on there. And we're gonna review. I want everybody on the podcast to get in there and review these guys for them. Give them some bump up their ratings.
Did they
bump
say
up.
Anything about you and me?
No.
Okay.
If they did, I wouldn't believe.
What's
them.
It called?
Yeah, I don't.
Podchaser.
Podchaser is the app. Yep.
Oh.
And you can search us. Just look up Superiority Complex on Podchaser. You can go to the website. It's a website, John. I'm sorry, not an app. It's a website. Check it out.
Do they have an app?
They don't have an app as
probably.
Of yet.
So
it's in beta.
Podchaser.
Podchaser.
How come you're not the creator?
I don't have enlisted myself as Tyler the creator yet, but I will.
That was a dumb joke.
Okay, Dad.
Yep, you're really welcome.
That was really bad.
You guys pumped?
Not after that joke.
I got this timer going off here. I found a game at Target. It's called Blockbuster, the party game.
Look at that package.
Oh,
it looks
my God.
Just like
it looks like a VHS.
Yes, that's great. That's what the way they were.
That's a cool package.
Thank you.
I can't see it. It's too.
It's too small. Oh, too small to see. For
nice
me.
Save.
It is blocky.
Fun size.
So what we're going to do is we're going to split up into two teams.
Yeah,
Sandy?
You have to rewind it.
Well, actually, Patrick and I could do this too. So here's what we'll do.
What is it?
Let's do this.
The teams have to sit opposite each other because people next to each other have to go head to head. So actually, Sandy, I'm going to have you sit this one out. Don't be sad. We're not going to play. We just want to demo this game. So Justine and Patrick and Jake and John are actually going to be they're sitting next to each other, so they'll be on opposite teams. So the teams will be Patrick and John, Justine and Jake.
Oh, you guys are screwed. John, you got this.
Do we have to think the same thing?
No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you this little buzzer. You put it in between you guys. I'm going to read a card, and then you guys start. The first person to think of a movie starts the timer. You slap the timer. It starts ticking. And then you name what's on the card, or you name something that's on the card. The next person, as soon as he thinks of that, or he or she thinks of that thing, slaps the card. You keep going back and forth till one person can't think of any and the timer runs out.
Give an example.
Let's say movies with blue in the title. Movies with blue in the title. So you would say...
Varsity Blues.
Okay, you would slap the timer and say, Varsity Blues. And then he would think for a second.
Blues Brothers.
Yep, and you keep going till one person till the timer runs out.
Can you keep saying one and be like boom?
Nope,
boom,
it goes back and forth.
Back and forth.
Okay,
it's a group effort.
Oh, I don't like that.
No. Because it will run out of time.
Yeah, I get
it. And then what we're gonna do is there's a whole second part to the game that we're not gonna play because it's not good radio. But the first person will say to 10 cards is gonna.
Oh boy,
five.
This is
10.
Block.
That's a lot.
Let's go.
You want to go five?
Let's
okay.
Do five. Yeah, we gotta keep these people entertained.
This is gonna go. Blockbuster.
Radio.
It looks like a videotape. It is by what game? What's the game company? I got it at Target.
It's made by Blockbuster Video.
Yeah, definitely a
big
rental
potato game.
Box.
Big potato game. So Justine and Patrick will put the timer between them. Justine.
So it's I know they're in teams, but are we going against each other?
You guys are going against each other. That's why you have the timer in between.
Oh, I'm screwed.
And then they can't say anything at the time?
Nope. They can help. They can try to mime, but they can't tell you anything.
It could be all 80s.
Okay,
movies.
You better be good at miming.
Right? So Jake and
you
John.
Can, oh, you can mime.
Angels in the outfield.
Jake and John, here we go. And
oh, that's
Justine,
how we're doing it?
Oh.
Yeah, you guys are on a team together.
How come we don't have
because you're going to wait. It takes turns.
We'll
take
go
turn.
First, and
oh,
then
I
you guys
see.
Go.
So I still don't get it, but I'll just watch.
Yeah, yeah. You guys will take
care. We can help them by like pantomime.
As soon as the timer runs out, one of you runs out, you're awarded the card, it goes to your teammate. Get it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, so she'll be miming to help you along, right?
No. We're going against each other.
You two are a team, and
you and I are on the same team.
Oh, but so I can mime to help you.
Yeah, exactly. We want to beat the shit out of them.
I see.
Sandy's part of our team.
Okay.
No.
Sandy is a neutral observer. Are you ready?
She's dead weight.
Category one.
All right.
In the Blockbuster video game.
Oh, God.
Movies with planes.
Airplane.
Slap the timer when you
planes, automobiles, and trains. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Snakes on a plane.
Air Force One.
Independence Day.
I want to blur it out so bad.
Nope.
I'll go again if you want me to go again.
Oh, we can help her, right?
No, you're helping me.
Oh, I'm helping you. Okay. Oh, that's right.
Dunkirk.
Top Gun.
Fucker. Airplane.
I already said
airplane.
No, it's airplanes.
Well, these are planes.
Kong Skull Island.
Planes.
Yep. Disney Pixar movie.
It's in the title.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
This is a long timer.
It's like 36.
Oh. Damn it!
I win!
Oh.
Kong Skull Island technically was helicopters. But I didn't want
to
stop.
What's one with the guy who lands it?
But didn't they have to get there at some point?
Oh,
airplane?
No.
No, the one with him in the water with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Sully.
Yeah.
John and Jake.
Castaway. That had
Castaway.
A plane.
I thought
it. John and Jake.
The Terminal.
Every World War II movie has a
damn it. No, you just go into Catch Me If You Can.
Pork Chop Hill.
Pork Chop Hill didn't have any planes.
There's no planes in that. There's like a plane that goes by in the sky.
So
John and Jake, ready?
Yes.
This is so easy. Movies with superheroes.
Oh, my God.
Go,
Batman.
Black Panther.
Superman.
Aquaman.
Iron Man.
Shit. It has to
Iron
be
Man 2.
Wonder Woman.
God, Iron Man 3.
Ant-Man.
This is bullshit. Yeah.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Green Lantern.
We're in a comic book show.
We're starting. Incredible Hulk.
Wait, John didn't go.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Oh. Doctor Strange.
What I'm trying to... Now it's just remembering what I have and haven't said.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God. What haven't I said?
You've said them all.
Thor. Ragnarok.
Superman 2.
No sequels.
Oh, really? That's all of them. No sequels.
Miming, not saying.
Not miming, not saying.
Yeah. Oh, God, what's that one? I can't. I'm totally spacing it right now.
Oh!
We did it, John!
Huh?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I was trying to give you Deadpool.
Spider-Man.
There's 22 of them. We know that in the MCU, there's 22 of them.
Yeah. We got 2 points.
2 points. 2-0. Here we go.
We were saying a lot of movies. I'm trying to remember.
Back to Justine.
You got to remember what you already said.
And Patrick. I know. I'm trying to remember what I said.
I'm going, oh, wait, did I already say that? It's
like... Movies where there's a race.
Death Race.
I don't see race.
Cars.
Thanks, white privilege guy.
He's horrible. Seabiscuit.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good horse imitation.
The Great Race.
Rat Race.
Race.
See, pantomime doesn't help.
Oh, I got
Cool Runnings. Dun, is that a race?
Sure.
They run.
Well, I mean, it's a toboggan.
Yeah. It's,
they're racing the time.
I don't remember, John. I'm blanking.
Okay.
Star Wars Episode 1. Phantom Menace.
That movie was good for something.
No helping, Sandy. You out.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say it?
No.
That is not a race.
Racing from the cops?
No.
Yeah.
Baby Driver.
Baby Driver does not count.
Go.
Does not count.
That does not count.
Either. Yeah.
Maybe there's a race.
Speed Racer.
I was going to say Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
3-0.
That's doing Ben Hur.
I was like, the fuck is John doing?
What's he doing? He's having a stroke.
Speed Racer.
There we go.
We would have accepted Speed Racer. Yes.
Yeah, Speed Racer would have been
Here we go, John. Movies with vampires.
Mark of the Vampire.
Oh, Jesus. Helsing. Van Helsing. I think it's just Helsing, right?
The Van Helsing.
Yeah.
Dracula.
Interview with a Vampire.
Count Yorga.
Oh, God.
You're fucked, dude.
I'm so... This is a bad...
This is John's time.
I know.
Your time to shine, John.
Who's Van Peters?
The Horror of Dracula.
Nosferatu.
Yes, that movie scares the crap out of me.
Still.
And it was made in the 80s.
Blade.
No.
There's one that's made in the 80s that's creepy, too.
Dracula 72 AD.
You're missing a good
one. What's the? Oh God, it's Twilight.
The Satanic Rites of Dracula.
Jesus. Oh God, what's the name of that movie? Huh?
No sequels.
Oh
no.
No sequels. You that's can't lame. Say that.
You can do it on this one because
that's lame. Is it Breaking Dawn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, the exact one.
Dracula has risen from the grave.
Oh my God. What is it? It's there's a something versus Dracula, I know it. Mm-hmm.
Sherlock Holmes versus Dracula. It's not a movie.
It's not a movie?
You just reset the timer.
Oh, I did?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
We'll just let it run.
Well, it's not going to help me. You're not allowed to help me.
Watched it a week ago.
Nope. Salem's Lot.
I was just going to say.
House of Dracula.
God damn it.
I even have ones you guys haven't sent yet,
oh,
too.
Oh, What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, good one.
Did you finish it?
Son of Dracula. Got a million of
them. Yeah.
You're going against a titan here.
I know. Hotel Transylvania.
Miming. You're not
she
mimed, say it.
She mimed it with
Dracula's
her mouth.
Daughter.
I'm not really helpful.
Dracula's sister. I don't know.
For all you know, that is one. Actually, yeah. For all I know, that is one.
Yeah, it could be.
That's a porn.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, God. It's
It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
What is vampires? Is that just means vampire?
Dracula 3000.
Vampires.
Oh.
What was the recent one that came out about Dracula?
I would have accepted.
It came out like 2014.
Untold.
Like Untold. That's Dracula Untold.
Yeah, Dracula Untold.
I would have accepted Dracula Dead and Loving It.
I vividly remember the trailer in my head, but I couldn't remember the name.
It had Charles Dance in it. It was really good. He played the original vampire.
What's the daylight one?
30 Days of Night?
No. The one with the Quentin Tarantino in it.
Blackula?
Oh, Dusk to Dawn.
Dusk to Dawn.
What's the one with the vampire werewolf hybrid thing that they had going on?
Oh, Underworld.
Underworld.
And there's like four of those.
I was trying to think of that.
There's like four or five of those. You could just go.
Yeah. Those, I actually like those.
Ah, here we go.
Me too, because I love
them. They weren't great, but I still like it.
Perfect.
Look at the face.
Perfect question for the 80s.
That's why you like them, huh?
Oh, I'm screwed.
Perfect question for the 80s. Movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Iron Pump? No.
Iron Pump?
pumping iron.
Come here. I want to pump your iron.
Predator.
Kindergarten Cop.
Okay.
Terminator.
I'll be back.
Terminator 2.
Last Action Hero. And you can't do sequels.
Wait, is that true? You can.
We just couldn't do it on the superhero one because it would have taken forever.
Terminator 3.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What else is he in? Huh?
Arnold. Come on.
That's the one where he's pregnant.
Come on, I'm here.
He's pregnant?
Yeah, he's pregnant in one of the movies.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
pregnant.
Remember that one?
Fuck.
That was quick.
Ooh.
Justine.
Oh, Jingle All the Way. It's like, what is that Christmas one?
They're mounting. This is like a two-out comeback.
I know. Got it.
All right.
Movies.
Score is 4-1.
Universal movies. Watch.
You know what? I'll pass.
I can see.
If that comes up, I'll pass.
No, if that comes up, I can see.
What if it's Lord of the Rings movies? It's just like special edition, third one, fourth one.
Movies about gangsters.
Gangsters.
Movies about gangsters. Have we set this thing?
No, you just hit it.
Click
you
it
hit
started.
It to start.
Little Caesar.
Gangsters. Oh, Godfather.
The Public Enemy.
What was the other one that we watched?
we just watched one.
Raging Bull.
There are gangsters in it.
Yeah.
Goodfellas.
There's a recent one that came out. I can't think of. Godfather 2.
You're smart.
Angels with Dirty Faces.
Godfather 3. Part 3.
The Roaring Twenties.
Wow. Oh my God!
Do dee do 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 do. We thought we can sing because we can't license it.
Oh my God! We just watched.
Some Like It Hot.
Yeah, so I was trying to think. I'm like, why can't I think of the name right now?
That's it. Five cards.
John, we won.
John and Jake are the winners.
What do we win?
A card.
Our accolades and
cards.
And
bragging rights.
Admiration. How do you feel about that?
I was thinking Some Like It Hot.
Let's do more. Or is it boring?
We got
questions to answer. We got to keep it going, like live.
Yeah.
But now that I know this is something we can bring it back, it's really easy to play on there. So what you do with the rest of the game is there are other cards, and you can act them out. You pick. You get six cards when you win. When you win that round, you get six cards. You give three the hard ones to your opponent. You give three easy ones to yourself. And you can act them out. You can say, give one word clues. It's a little bit like monikers.
Pictionary.
Or not Pictionary. Yeah.
I like the
charades.
Other one.
Charades.
Where you say, like, I can get seven.
And oh, get Geek eight. Out.
I like that one better.
Geek Out.
That's hard.
Which one's that?
When you can't write anything down and you have to say how many you
when
can
we
get.
Make the list of, like, you know.
When you wager how many, like,
I can name seven
how many
movies about dragons. Yeah. You know which one. And then I don't let you write it down and you get mad.
We want to write it down.
What I'm talking about?
Yes, the one where we can't write it down. That's the hardest.
No, because John will just be writing all day, and then we'll never get the podcast.
That's fine with me.
We love you, John, but look how many Yorga the vampires.
I know. It's like, are you shitting me, Count Yorga? You're making that up. And there's two of them.
Captain Cronus.
And he's like, movies about vampires. I'm like, oh, I'm screwed. I'm screwed. Oh,
God damn it. Well, when you said no sequels, I'm like, come on.
Okay, who has the timer? I do that. Put it away.
Then it'll be like five.
Oh, hey. Patrick.
Always when I put... every time. We put the goddamn...
That was so easy to open your box.
That's what she said.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah.
That was sad.
Menon.
Did you say by Menon?
Yep.
That's crazy.
All right, guys. Let's talk about this. We had some listener questions. You, the listeners, asked us, the podcasters, some questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to answer them, all right?
Letters. We get letters.
It's like, we get lots and lots of letters.
It's like, what's a letter?
It's mail time.
What's mail?
Midnight and the kitties are sleeping.
And right. A mail call.
Here we go. The first question, Eric of Aragon. Our buddy Eric of Aragon. Former listener of the month, Eric of Aragon.
He's been disgraced.
He's got to get back on the saddle. What happened?
He's forever.
He fell from power.
At Eric_of_Aragon. Rank the classic Star Trek movies by Kirk's quote-unquote hair.
I can do this. It's Wrath of Khan and nothing else.
Wrath of Khan, it is good. Now, when we watch the motion picture, see his. It's a little tight.
Right.
Very
tight. It's a little tight.
It's like Sean Connery tight.
And then,
I like it, though. I feel like that's his top.
It's like unnaturally tight.
I feel like Khan, the Wrath of Khan, especially when he gets that Khan and he's doing the head shake, you really see the vibrato in the hair.
Like, because it keeps moving after he stops.
Yeah.
It's like it's still got that shake.
It's a better toupee, basically.
It's a better toupee. Yeah, I like that. And he's got those little pointy sideburns. 3 is pretty much the same. Where he really looks bad is in 5, which he directed.
Didn't have time to pick out a good toupee.
That's not a good one. And then 6, it's like, in 6, it's way too young. Like, right.
It's combed up.
The one in Generations is bad, too. I'm going to give you I'm going to say number 1 is Khan. What do you say? Number 1 is
natural.
Khan?
Yeah.
You say number natural. 1 is...
I just like his hair tighter.
Okay. You like it toit.
I like it
toit.
And then...
nice and toit.
What do you say? What do you say the best?
Wrath of Khan. It looks natural. I like Wrath of Khan.
John, it doesn't help. That's the only one we like.
Yeah, you're right. You actually have a point. That's the best. Yeah, that's the best haircut.
It looks good in. It looks a little weird in.
The first one.
4 when he goes swimming, when he goes jumps in the water at the end. It looks
Yeah, because it stays behind.
Yeah, it's like a tribble.
That's a stunt toupee.
Yeah.
That's extra. Like when James Bond would dive into the water. It's that's extra. If you want that to look like it's your hair getting wet, it's going to cost you.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot of the budget.
It's going to be a lot of money.
We got to go number 1. I'm going to say Generations was the worst cuz he was already older and it wasn't gray.
It's a young man's haircut.
Yeah, it's a young man's.
Was he already wearing a toupee on the TV show?
I believe so.
Maybe like last season that.
I've heard that. Mm. 7 is where he's get a little bit of the mutton chops in season 3. He's starting to get a little bit of a mutton chop look. Less of that clean look, more of that
70s look.
Thanks for that question, Aaron. That's a good one. Question from Mr. Hitu, our friend, our co-host on the Dodgers episode. Why haven't you prioritized watching Joker? I haven't had time to go to the movies.
Well, that too, and it's just I will see it, but we talked about it when they were first making it. We didn't feel it's necessary, so...
I forgot about that.
I'm not running out to go see it.
I've also heard it's very, very depressing.
And that's the other thing too. Like just watching Raging Bull, like I don't want to go feel emotionally destroyed after a movie.
You get enough of that in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Why haven't you seen Joker?
I just said.
No, not you. I was looking at Jake and Sandy.
Oh, that question's usually directed at me.
I looked at Jake and Sandy.
Haven't gotten around to it.
We haven't been to movies in a while.
Yeah. What was the last movie you saw in the theater?
I don't remember.
Sandy's making huge eyes at...
Was it Toy Story 4 with us?
I think
no.
so. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think so. It's been a while since we've...
It's been a while.
What about you, Justine?
I don't know.
She likes the Harley Quinn part of that relationship, not the Joker part.
I've just been doing a lot of midnight shifts, so I'm too tired to watch movies.
Oh, you're like Annie.
Everyone knows it's not a good time. You know what I mean? It's not the feel-good movie of the year.
We could all go see it this afternoon.
And be depressed.
And plus, I'm not hearing too many people telling me to watch it, so... Normally you would hear it. That and
almost
you're like, okay,
all the reviews I've heard is it looks, it's, you know, it's a good movie as far as go see it, but you're never going
to
see it again.
They're not telling you to watch it. They're telling you to see it.
Yes.
Yeah. You watch movies at home. You see movies in the theater. Please.
It's not an enjoyable
I don't
experience.
See movies in the theater if I close my eyes.
That's true.
And then I just wasted
$15. Somebody at breakfast said that Joaquin, like New York Times named Joaquin Phoenix the actor of his generation. And I would disagree. I would say it was Leonardo DiCaprio. And I got grief from
my
waitress for that.
Why would you get grief?
I got grief from my waitress for that.
You know, all you have to do is see him in The Master. He's amazing. Leo's great, too. And
Joaquin
hasn't
done a lot of movies, though.
I think
not as much as Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, not hit movies.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio is super underrated.
Leo is great.
Because he never gets any accolades for his work.
If you watch him with Scorsese, Scorsese's like the guy that knows.
Watch any movie he did with Scorsese. And also The Revenant, for Christ's sake. That's a hell of a job. And not just because he's climbing up and down a mountain with his bare hands.
Even in Django Unchained, he was fantastic.
Playing a bad guy.
Yeah.
Playing a really nasty guy.
The D-Silent. D-Silent. Django.
I'm sorry, Sandy. That's very sad.
I mean, he's right.
His D is silent?
You heard the song? Django.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just.
But the guy calls him De Django.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And then he turns around and he says, the D is silent. Yeah, walks exactly. away.
So they gave you grief? I don't understand. It's not
it was just. It's also someone who liked The Star is Born.
So. White people?
Likes The Star is Born.
It was good.
Why would you spend money?
It was good.
Why
it was
would
good.
You see that
I just saw something with.
Why?
De Niro, and he was in an interview with the Graham Norton show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that he was telling the directors when. I don't know what movie they did, him and Leonardo DiCaprio. But I guess he was just a kid and he was telling the director, you should look out for this guy because he's a really good actor.
And De Niro and Joaquin Phoenix did not get along on Joker.
Oh, is that right?
Because De Niro wanted to rehearse and Joaquin Phoenix was insulted that he would because that's not his way of doing it.
Interesting. Oh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well.
Listen, if Bobby D wants to rehearse... You rehearse.
You know, that's like one of those. Yeah, if you're working with Brando, you kind of give him a little deference. Yeah, I don't know. I think both those guys are great. I think Brad Pitt's great, and I think somebody nobody talks about anymore is Ed Norton. I think he's an extraordinary actor, but I don't know what he does anymore. You don't see him in any movies lately.
Yeah, it's true.
But he, like every movie I've ever seen him in, you know, even that Hulk movie, he's pretty goddamn good.
Let me ask you a question, guys.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What are your top three Stephen King movies? That's from Steve at Everything I Learned From Movies, our friends over at Everything I Learned From Movies. I've been on the show a few times. Great. Steve and Izzy are fantastic. Check out Izzy's, her store. What's that thing called? Etsy. Jesus. I'm losing my mind.
Brain farted.
At Untidy Venus. Venus. Untidy. I always do this. Untidy Venus. At Etsy, and it's at EILF Movies. Good old Steve. Top three Stephen King movies. John, go.
I would say The Shining, mm-hmm. Carrie, and Misery.
Very good. Jake, top three Stephen King movies.
Definitely The Shining's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Sent you this question last night.
Yep. I forgot. I should have written it down.
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't seen that many, though, so it would be, like, Salem's Lot and...
Yes.
That, yeah.
Face the Master.
Justine, what are your top three Stephen King films?
I like the first new It.
The first what?
The first new It.
The remake. Not, the original remake.
Not the old one, but the newer one. Okay. Not the newest one, because I don't like the second one.
So part one. Part one of the reboot.
I like the part one. 1408, I like that one too.
Okay.
Because it creeped me out with the Carpenter song at the end. And,
which movie was that?
I guess Salem's Lot after that. 1408, it's with.
Oh, I forgot about that with John Cusack.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That thing creeped me out because I used to like the Carpenters and then I just got scared of them right after that.
That was a good movie. Was that based on a short story or?
I have no idea.
Novella or something?
But he goes crazy. And it's
That's a good
creepy.
One. It's another guy you don't see anymore. It's John Cusack. Why isn't he making movies anymore?
He's crazy.
Because he's crazy.
Patrick?
Green Mile, Shawshank, and The Shining.
I go Shawshank Redemption, Running Man.
Ah.
Solid.
And then I think I'm there. I said, I don't remember what I said.
I said The Shining, but it just scares the shit out of me.
I think, I mean, I just said Stand By Me.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's just depressing.
I don't like the horror stuff. I like the horror stuff.
I do like the horror stuff.
I'm Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah. You always like that one.
I love that one. And he directed it.
Is that Rutger Hauer?
It's terrible. No, it's Emilio Estevez.
But who's the bad guy?
There's no bad guy in
the truck.
Oh.
You're thinking of The Hitcher. Hitcher.
I'm thinking of The Hitcher. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thinking of The Hitcher. Yeah. Good old Stephen King. Meteor shit. Oh, if I don't think he directed it, but I love him in the in his episode in Creepshow.
Oh, we're gonna get to.
Which is, I think, based on a Lovecraft story, A Color Out of Space.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Izzy, over at Untidy Venus, bacon or Canadian bacon?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah, Canadian bacon is just ham.
We're Americans. We like bacon.
I don't need any of this. First of all, the ice packs are coming down here and taking all the jobs away from the Mexicans.
Jesus Christ.
The what?
The ice packs.
The ice packs. I've never heard
that's
that
what
before.
We call them.
Canadians. The ice packs. Bacon.
Those fucking maple leaves.
Bacon is great.
Bacon is delicious.
And it's good on almost everything.
I'm not a huge fan of bacon.
So you like the Canadian bacon?
It's good
bacon?
On everything. You can dip it in like chocolate and still
I'm
good.
All right. Yeah. I'm all right.
It's good.
You don't have to like bacon. You're good.
Yeah.
She doesn't like a lot of good things.
She likes some stuff that aren't so good either.
Yeah.
Justine's all, I rest my case.
Let's talk about that. Good question. Now I want bacon.
Yeah.
Right? I know. Now that everybody, all we can think of
I had bacon for breakfast.
Home, our friend Brent from Home Video Hustle at HHVHHPodcast.
Hustle, motherfucking hustle.
Okay, movie producers are in the studio and are giving you free reign to make a super complex movie. What's the genre? What's the plot? What songs are on the 10-track album to go with it? Gosh, that's a lot of tracks to listen to. But I was just saying, what genre? It would have to be like, we'd have to steal a plot from another more successful movie. So we're basically trying to get our podcast made, right? So it's kind of like a biopic.
It'd have to be a comedy.
No, I feel like it'd be Clerks. Just nonsense, nothing's happening.
We would steal the plot from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah.
We're basically, someone's online and they're doing our podcast, which is everybody doing a podcast, right? And we get mad. We're like, we're going to make a superior complex movie. But we don't stop to think that the movie would just be a camera of us
doing
the podcast, right?
Yeah, which is just boring.
So it's all of us trying to get this movie off the ground, right?
Yeah.
And then I would have for everybody, and then Nicole asked, my wife, Miss Neek asked, who plays each of you in the movie? Somebody for me put a picture of Edward James Olmos.
Yes.
You love that.
Yeah, because I want to hear him go, it's like honey in your ear holes. Starbucks.
I love it.
It's like honey in your ear holes.
Fill in the hole.
For John Sandy, we of course get John C. Reilly to grow a big red beard. Because John C. Reilly seems jolly. Like a jolly, jovial guy.
Would not be a great
or
beard.
Zach Galifianakis would play a younger.
I could see Zach Galifianakis.
Now, please, just for what you said earlier,
Chris Pratt.
Why do you want Chris Pratt to play you?
Because I feel like he's. I feel like if I were to be a famous actor, it would be Chris.
That's
Pratt.
His okay. man crush.
So, better question: which Chris Pratt?
Hmm?
Which Chris Pratt is playing you? Which the era of
Carson Rec Chris Pratt?
Thank you. That's much better.
Carson Rec Chris Pratt.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I would say normally somebody said Edward James Olmos, but I would pick Luis Guzman to play me. And then Martin asked me, he's like, am I in the movie? And I said, yeah, Michael Pena would play Martin. With the glasses? Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't want Rob Reiner to play me.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
That'd be solid.
Oh my gosh, that's actually really good, John. That's really good.
We got choice.
Who would play Sandy?
I said Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler, no.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the Sandy-like qualities.
No. Yeah,
who would play Sue?
A little bit.
Tina Fey would play Sue.
There we go.
Tina Fey would be a perfect Sue. Are you guys in here again? Nice. Sue just walked through.
Has Sue ever said that?
I'm sure she thinks it. Did she just go in the bathroom? Because yes. I will talk to her through the wall.
She's in the bathroom.
Perfect. Patrick, what moody, depressing guy would play you?
I actually have an answer for this.
Let's see. What do you got?
Sean Astin.
You know what?
I can see it.
You're selling yourself short because he's a little too old and a little too chubby.
Yeah, but like young Sean Astin?
Like Rudy?
Like Rudy does.
A little, I could see that. Who plays Justine? Who's got all the qualities of a Justine?
Amy Wong.
No. Ali Wong?
Ali Wong, sorry. Wow. Ali Wong. Jake. I don't remember.
Mindy Kaling. Mindy Kaling. Office Mindy Kaling would be good.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I like awesome and things that are yellow and hot dogs. And I give Casablanca a 6.
I can dig it.
I didn't like that hot dog I ate while I was watching Casablanca, so I gave it a 5.
Amy Adams would be a good Sandy. Amy Adams. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd take Amy Adams.
So you cast them. What about Jake and I? You didn't cast us. We chose ours.
No, well, I don't know who I would get. Somebody, I mean, who are two generic actors who look kind of the same?
Fuck you. Is it,
I love that. Fuck you.
Matt Damon and Fat Mac Damon?
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck would be perfect for you guys, actually.
They could fight over Ben which Affleck. One gets to be Ben.
Yeah. You are. I'll be Matt Damon. I'll take that in a heartbeat.
That's like Batman and Robin. I'm not going to be Robin. When you're kids, it's like, no, I'm Batman.
You know, I was kind of thinking gangster heist.
Would be like a heist movie, yeah. Like the spirit. We got to do a heist. Like somebody takes our digital masters.
We have to steal listeners.
Yeah.
Podbean takes our digital masters, and we have to get them back because we want to go to another. Yes, that's a good one.
I'm just thinking it's because we were sick and tired of not making money off of this, so like we need to start doing.
Do you
heist.
Do you want
or,
to make money
or like a Spinal Tap kind of thing where like the music's dead, but we really have to bring it back for one last show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, or you know we could just it could be all of us trying to just mount a live show.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like we're trying to do a live show and all the chaos that ensues.
Mm-hmm.
On the live show. I don't know who I'm going to get for Justine. Mindy Kaling.
Justine, who would you pick for yourself?
I like Mindy Kaling.
There's just not a lot of Asians. It's like really hard.
I mean, technically Indians are part of Asia.
But I get a lot from customers as they think I look like the girl from Wonder Years. I get that.
Oh, Winnie Cooper. A little bit of Winnie Cooper, but she doesn't have the personality. You know what I mean?
Wait,
Sandy's hard too because...
Her?
Well, no, Justine's got plenty of personality. It's just...
For Sandy? Uh-huh. Judy Greer? Yeah, that's a solid choice.
Oh, see? Yeah, for sure.
Let me see.
Yeah, yeah.
Judy Let's see. Greer? We gotta see.
Oh, the secretary from Arrested Development?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God, Buster Bluth for Jake. The guy who, plays, the guy who plays Buster Bluth for
yes.
Jake.
Who?
Or Michael Cera.
Tony Hale. Tony
not Michael Sarah.
Oh, no.
Tony Hale.
Tony Hale. Michael
He's
Cera
so
would be
awesome.
Good.
Michael Cera,
Michael Cera
so good.
Would be a good Jake. yeah, Michael Cera.
Jake's going, what does this guy look like?
Actually, Jason Bateman would be a good Patrick. Mm. Jason Bateman could pull that off. A little bit of sadness and sarcasm. No? You don't see it?
I can see Buster Bluth more than Michael Cera. Yeah.
Tony Hale.
He really doesn't want to be Michael Cera.
I know.
Oh, what's his name? Amy Poehler's ex-husband would be good for you, too. Lego Batman.
Lego shit.
Will Arnett?
Will Arnett.
They divorced?
Yeah.
That is so sad.
Will Arnett.
Look at Let me see. Yes.
Tony Hale.
I think he'd get the overall energy down.
Yeah,
I
for
think
sure.
That, I think, and I'd glasses. Be okay with that. Yeah.
You can't give him the juice boxes because he'll like get all crazy.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
What a pair. Him with Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, that's kind of the way it is now.
What's the guy in Pitch Perfect? Devine? Adam Devine?
Oh,
yeah, it's Adam Devine, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What, the for guy me? From... Yeah.
Oh, for him?
Workaholics.
From Workaholics?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Who's that guy that does... He's on these... He does a lot of commercials. He's kind of like... He's not a comedian, but he's like a funny guy. Has a weird eye thing. He was on a TV show. I can't think
That's
of what
a
it
weird
is.
Eye thing.
He looks like my buddy Jake
Forrest
Kirk.
Whitaker?
I know. No. Oh.
Tom York?
No, James Earl Jones. If I could get James Earl Jones to play me in the Superiority Complex movie, that'd be great. I kind of look like him.
Kind of.
I kind of do look
kinda
like
him. Look like him.
You got the resonant voice.
Yes. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
You look like Patrick.
I think that's the guy
you
I'm
have
talking
blue
about.
Blue eyes, though. But he has brown. Same guy.
Love it. You do. Yeah.
What about Jake Gyllenhaal?
What about the... You know what? Jake Gyllenhaal would be a good... He could play Jake or Patrick.
Both of them.
You should play both of them.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you might as well.
This movie's already got a huge
it's
budget.
Just like, it's just like that Kurt Russell movie we just
Jack
watched.
Warden, yeah.
Just fuck it. Just play both of them.
Jack Warden is Jake and Patrick.
I'll only do it if I get to
Young
play both
Kurt
of them.
Young Kurt Russell, like Computer Wore Tennis Shoes, could play either of them, too. Like The Barefoot Executive or The Strongest Man in the World. any of those guys? That's a great question. What songs? Oh, let me just, since we can't do all of the soundtrack, what song would play? What song would you want to play when you like appear on screen? Like, what would your song be?
That takes a lot more thought.
Patrick, it would of course be The Sounds of Silence. Hello, darkness, no, my old friend.
It'd be Behind Blue Eyes by The Who.
Oh.
That's more depressing.
There you go.
Very poetic.
No one knows what it's like.
Patrick or Justine would pick like a, there would have to be a, there would have to be a song by The Kinks. There would have to be a song by The Beastie Boys. There would have to be a song by The Spice Girls.
Yeah.
There would have to be a song by whatever.
The Beatles, Beatles just Oingo to piss Boingo. You off.
Whatever. No, you would want some weird hip-hop song that no one ever heard of.
Jesus.
Off the internet. But it would be like some kind of bumping track.
Some chance.
He knows,
some
all, chance. These, he knows all these crazy songs. He's like, you ever heard this song? And like, no. And then he plays it for you and you're like, dude, this thing is a banger. I don't know where he finds them, but he does.
He's got his fingers on the pulse of America.
We'd have to have some carpenters for
I think
Justine.
I think some Chance the Rapper might. Be
I know
that
Justine's not paying attention because I just said carpenters and she didn't react.
Inside, she's dying.
Patrick would have some depressing kind of The Cure or something.
Solid choice.
Yeah.
Boys don't cry.
There it is.
I want Beyonce's Girls.
Oh my God.
I want All the Day and All of the Night by The Kinks.
Yeah, The Kinks are going to be on there a
Every
lot.
Day
Sabotage.
All of the night.
And then when we go. When we actually say, I'm the God of Hellfire and I bring you fire, the song plays.
Of course, Crazy World of Arthur Brown.
They're Bop Gun by Ice Cube, just while we're driving around in our vehicle. We have, of course, have a superiority complex vehicle.
Of course.
We all drive around it.
We have the van.
Mm-hmm. It's like a van.
Looks like the Mystery Machine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm loving this. Let's make
Maybe
it.
Maybe we do need a Patreon just to pay for a vehicle.
Just to pay for our movie.
Like, wow, one creepy mummy.
And then we go around solving crime.
My wife would be played by Gillian Anderson, because that's who she reminds me of, and I don't care what she says, she reminds me of Gillian Anderson.
So.
Ah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is our friend Michael Bagford. Love him. At Michael Bagford, or we just call him Mikey Bags. If Sioux Complex got its own themed restaurant, what would it be like? What kind of food would be served? And does John Sandy get his own sandwich? It'd be a comfort food place for sure.
It'd be a comfort food place.
I think a diner.
But you get berated for whatever you order.
Yeah.
Fucking getting that? Okay.
I feel like it'd be a diner and have a bunch of movie posters.
Exactly. It'd be like a really shitty ripoff of Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly.
But it wouldn't be good movie posters. It'd be like Pork Chop Hill on the side or like movies you've never heard of.
Zardoz.
Yeah. But a picture of Pork Chop.
Just some really like really bad B movie posters that you didn't know you could find.
We would serve movies based on the songs or stuff based on the songs we like in Digital Movie Club. So there would be a plate called Pork Chop Hill and it would just be like a pile of pork chops.
Uh-huh. There you go.
And you'd get the Casablanca where it's just okay.
Yeah, it's just okay. Well, you'd get the Sandy, and then the John Sandy sandwiches. So just the regular Sandy would be like a good sandwich for you. Like,
our numbered specials, number 6 would be a Casablanca.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Perfect. And then the Sandy is like really, really good. It's good, but it's very like white. It's like a meatloaf sandwich with like a side of potato salad, like the whitest food you could think of. John Sandy, which is everything that's bad for you. It's like a chili burger stacked on top of it. It'd be awesome.
It'd be a deep fried hot dog with onion rings and barbecue sauce.
No. Because the Justini weenie is a hot dog with ranch.
Mine would be like a hamburger with a fried chicken breast on it.
Yeah.
With a side of cheese fries.
French fries.
Cheese fries.
No, I want
fries.
A bunch of little weenies. Like a little pigs in a blanket with a big ranch.
Okay.
Four whole
the Justini weenies.
Justini weenies.
Yeah, you can get the jumbo Justini weenie, which is one.
One, yeah.
Or the Justini weenies.
And get a bunch of little ones. Yeah. Little weenies.
With ranch dressing.
With a side of ranch dressing.
That's right. There'll be a taco with ranch dressing on it.
Then you'd have the Jake Shake.
Yeah.
The Jake Shake, which is just vanilla and plain.
Is that what you think of us?
The truth comes out.
Not at all.
Excuse me.
I would have the Mario cookie shake, which seems like it's going to be sweet, but you taste it and it's bitter as fuck.
And gives you diabetes.
It gives you diabetes and it's bad for you and you're just like, ugh, that's unpleasant. Then you have the Patrick. I don't know what we'd serve for the Patrick.
What's the saddest meal you can eat?
A bowl of tears.
It's saltine crackers in a bowl of water.
It's something that's supposed to be served warm, it, but it's kind of...
Yeah, it's cold. It's
and then cold. It comes with a picture of a daddy.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's a meal that your dad was... It's chili out of a can, and we bring you a sink.
It's dinner for two that you eat by yourself.
It's like a microwave Salisbury steak that's frozen in the middle.
And it says reserved for dad, like a little thing we put on the other side of the table.
That's for the single diners. Yeah. You don't get any. You automatically get the Patrick meal. There's a place sitting across for your dad that nobody shows up for.
It's only for men because it's just daddy issues.
It's chili in a can. You eat it. They bring you a sink to eat it over. You just eat it by yourself.
One of those plastic sporks.
Yeah. The Sandy Witch would actually be delicious. And it would come with baked dessert, like some kind of awesome baked dessert. Mm-hmm. The Jake Shake would be
Jake
a little...
And shake.
The Jake Shake, I would think it would be fun to be vanilla.
Shake and bake.
And then half brown, like half vanilla, half brown. Half vanilla, half caramel.
Half chocolate or half caramel?
Half vanilla, half caramel. That's the Jake Shake.
Okay, I like that.
You like that?
Uh-huh.
The John Sandywich...
just make it a triple cheeseburger.
Just triple cheeseburger with chili.
Triple cheeseburger with
bacon.
With a sheet of bacon.
It's the kind of food that like is really good, but you're really concerned it
might
kill you.
And I think our number one special should be the Moonraker.
Then we have stuff named after food.
It's between that or Zardoz.
What's in the Moonraker?
A moon pie.
Onion rings.
Swiss cheese with something. It's just
green
a pie.
Cheese. Swiss a wheel of green cheese.
Yeah, it's a burger made out of moon pies and an onion ring.
God,
in the
that's awesome. Bless you. You okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The sandwich would just be.
Now.
I know, I'm starving.
And all this food talk.
It'd be blank. The sandwich would just be dessert. It'd be cookies with like some kind of like somehow a pie's in the middle.
With Patrick's special, you can't forget to give them a box of tissues.
The saddest meal you've
ever. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Microwave macaroni and cheese, not even.
Yeah, he has like the dinner plates. Yeah. What's the one with the penguin on it?
What?
It's an old TV dinner.
Yeah, it's a TV dinner, and it had a penguin, and it comes
stop
with
making
a
me
little
relive my
brownie.
Childhood.
It's an old. Yeah, it's an old TV dinner with like a really sad small little brownie for dessert.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the Casablanca. We have all the specials.
And you just hear
lonely.
The number. Oh my God.
And we have a jukebox in the back that every time orders. The Patrick special, they play that song.
So we're so mean.
Yeah.
I know. I don't even know all this. I don't even know what happened with you and your dad. Did he pass away when you were young?
No. Have you never noticed that all of the movies that make him sadder, he has are movies
with
dad issues?
People are always saying daddy issues, and I don't even know what happened, so I don't want to crap a joke.
Please don't bring it
just
up.
Just when you watch a movie with a daddy in it, just know he's going to be like, it was really
his dad's
good.
Still around.
No, I got that. But
his dad's still around. They have a great relationship, but somehow...
Okay.
Somehow.
Is that true?
Still daddy
somehow
issues.
He still has issues.
We'll never know.
Okay.
Yes, we will. We're going to get to the bottom of
it. No, because I catch
on the next.
Because usually it's Patrick making the reference. I'm going, gee, I wonder what happened.
By the way, if we don't serve soup at the soup complex
no, we don't.
Yeah.
We refuse.
There's no soup. No soup for you.
We refuse. But it's called the soup complex. No. We don't
gonna,
have
we're
soup.
We're
going to
make this. We're going to get this restaurant off the ground. The restaurant is going to happen before the
and
movie.
We played the movie in the background the whole time.
Just Casablanca.
No, we just put all the movies we watched on the Digital Movie Club on loop.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
good
movies.
Fucking luck.
Yep.
It's like Russian roulette. You just go, what's going to be today?
Zardoz. Mm-hmm.
Here we go, guys. This is a great question from the 3 Hours Later podcast, which is another one I failed to mention, but it's 3 Hours_Later. What is the scariest thing that normally isn't a scary thing? For example, a kid's laughter, but at 3 a.m. in your home alone. What is a scary thing that's not normally?
But that
scary
is creepy. Yeah.
It is. But a kid's laughter by itself isn't scary.
They're saying what is normally not.
Yeah. So
like butterflies. Like no one thinks butterflies are scary.
Yeah, that's
for
just
me.
That's just
stupid.
Crazy.
You know they can suck the juice out of your eyes if they land in your eye.
Oh, see?
Like
don't
nectar.
Let them touch you.
Have you seen their?
You're making that up.
Have you seen their tongues? Their tongues are all coiled up, and it goes out like a party, like a party thing, like the little party thing. Though
that's so they can get at the stamen.
Whoa,
mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah. John stamen.
Yeah, John stamen.
What is John? What's something to you that is normally not scary, but all of a sudden, in the wrong circumstances, is scary? In the right light.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. A million times. I don't know.
I can't. Nobody?
The toilet flushing when you're home alone?
Well, anything when you're home alone. It's like somebody walking in your backyard.
Yeah, well, anything you're not expecting when you're home by yourself. Well, any noise period when you're home by yourself. Or, what was that?
Normally, birds are outside, but I think when they're inside, they're scary.
Yeah, because they'll peck your eyeballs.
And also they panic, so they're hitting themselves on the
And they're
walls.
Annoying as shit. Oh, they shit everywhere.
Anytime you have an animal that does something, and especially at night, but when it just starts acting weird, or like someone else is in the
out
house,
they're just staring at the
like,
wall.
They're just staring at the
you're
wall.
Like, come you're on, like, stop!
You're just like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
I know. It's like, what's on the other side of that wall? But just like this, you know.
I remember once my daughter came to. We had a 2-story apartment for a while, and that's where we used to do the podcast. That's where this podcast was born. And one day I'm sitting there watching TV. It's like 11 o'clock at night, and my daughter came downstairs unannounced. She was probably only like 3 or 4. No, it's probably a little bit older. I'm sorry. Maybe like 6 or 7. Unannounced, sit came downstairs and just stood and in front of the door. She was sleepwalking. Just stood and stared at the door with her back to me for like a minute. And I just stood there like, what the hell?
I'm going
to
die.
And I was like, hey, hey, hey. Nothing. Just no. And
that's
I did
creepy.
Not want to turn. I wanted and did not want at the same time for her to turn around. Because I was like, what if she's got like, I'll be like Mia Farrow. What have you done to his eyes?
Or some voice comes out.
Yeah.
She starts talking
like
backwards.
That's
probably the creepiest thing she ever did as a kid. She came down the stairs with like a purpose and just stood in front of the door. Like
that was her purpose.
She was waiting for someone to walk in the door, and I was like, what is she doing? It was creepy.
So how'd you wake her up? You're not supposed to wake up a sleepwalker, right?
Well, I finally went over to her, and then I said, hey. And then I kind of put my hand on her shoulder, and she kind of goes, hey. What am I doing here? And then she just went right back upstairs.
It'd be much better if she'd gone, they're here.
Yeah, it was. That's one of the creepiest things.
And then you shit your pants and it's over.
Yeah. I used to sleep with my eyes open.
Wow.
That's creepy.
My mom said it was really freaky the first time.
How's that
and
possible?
Then,
I've talked
then
about this on the show, too.
To
I had night terrors when I was a kid. Those are like waking nightmares where you see scary shit.
Really?
Yeah. You're not. It's like you're awake and you're dreaming at the same time, and it happens to kids a lot. Actually,
feels real.
Yeah,
and it feels real. And so
I have
what
sleep
you see
paralysis, which happens.
That's scary as shit.
That
too.
Is
sleep
scary.
Paralysis.
We can't move.
I can't wake. I'm awake, but I can't move. And
right.
You're just like okay.
You get that every once in a while where your brain is on, but your body is off.
I've had a few
like,
of those.
Fuck.
But then I can normally tell myself, okay, you need to just relax. You're gonna wake up in a second. Like your body needs to catch up, and then you're like, okay, 1, 2, 3, and then nothing happens. 1, 2, 3, nothing happens.
Yeah, what is there? Because I get those once in a while. What is the explanation for
that's
it?
That's called sleep paralysis.
But I mean, your brain is what now?
Nobody knows why it happens, John. Mostly because of demons.
You're not,
I don't know if you know that.
But you're not synced up.
That's what the Catholic Church tells us.
Yeah, there's a little homunculus inside your head flipping the switches, right?
It's an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, it's most. No, I guess it's just like yeah, your brain's awake, but your body's still.
Yeah.
I get those every once in a while. If you get it once a year, that's too many. You know?
Oh, man, it's terrible.
Yeah, because you're
awful.
Stuck.
Like, you start to, like, I'll start, like moving a little bit. Like, if I could just get my hand going.
Yeah.
Know?
If I could just move my pinky.
And it just makes you feel like this is what it's like when I'm dead.
Yeah. What if I wake up when I'm dead?
You ever see, there's an Alfred Hitchcock Presents, the TV show that he directed with Joseph Cotten. He gets in a car wreck. He breaks his neck, and the only thing he can move is his pinky.
Oh, and they're going to do the surgery on him.
Yeah, and so he keeps trying to show people, like, I'm moving my pinky, nobody sees it. First he's robbed, they take his clothes and his wallet. Then the police come, they don't see him moving his pinky. Then they tow the car, they take him to the morgue, he's on the slab, and they still can't see him moving his pinky. And the whole time he's got the voiceover, oh, my God, they're gonna embalm me, and I'm still alive. And finally, one of the guys says, oh, my God, this guy's crying. He's got a teardrop. He's alive, you know? Yeah. The whole thing, he's trying to move that pinky. He's going, they could just see me moving my pinky. Yeah. Isn't that awful?
Things to do with sleep are just fucking weird.
Stuff that's not normal. Like when you're a kid and you have like your toys in your room and then you go to...
Like
wake,
under the bed.
In the middle of the night, and then you look at your toy and it's like, you know, something staring back.
Or when
you.
It's super dark and you have to walk the 5 feet from your bathroom to your room and you're just like, gotta run, gotta fucking run.
That doesn't bother me.
When you're a kid, sure.
Oh, when you're a little kid, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
When I was a kid, I had bad vision, and I didn't actually get any
when
glasses.
When you're a kid, you still have bad vision.
I didn't get glasses till I was in high school. And so whenever I would go to sleep, I would sometimes leave my closet open, and I would think I would see, like, creatures or some weird thing in there because my brain's, like, meshing shadows and stuff together. And so now I can't talk right now. Whenever I had a closet, I would close it. I think I still do out of habit. I would always close it if it was in my room.
Is he afraid of
Poltergeist?
He can't come out of the closet.
You've seen that scene in Poltergeist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had a closet in my room that would face me, I would close it every
day. Well, Monsters, Inc., bro.
That too.
I had that argument with my friend when we were in high school, or middle school. I slept over at her place, and she wanted the door
open so she can run away. I wanted it closed because I thought everything was outside.
Yeah.
So we argued about the door for a while.
What was the solution finally?
They're not
it was like
anymore.
Half and like kind of mostly closed but creeped out.
It was half open but jammed shut.
Like we both just could not agree on that. I didn't realize that was an issue.
Did it ruin your friendship?
No.
Do you still talk to that friend?
Yeah. It's just weird.
Do you guys still argue about it?
I didn't know people felt that way, that they need the door open so they can run away.
Nope. Always close the door.
That's like Night of the Living Dead. You want to be in the cellar or do you want to be able to walk?
If you're underneath that blanket, you are safe.
Yes.
It just anything opened outside my mind. Of that blanket,
that is your
death.
Safe zone. No one can touch you when you're under your blanket.
Monsters can't get you if you're under the blanket.
That is an iron shield.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, just, I think certain phrases become ominous if you say them in, you know, the middle of the night, you know, like, you know, hey,
like
sleep,
you know,
sleep, you know, like some,
like, you know,
or it's
hey,
all intonation.
There are things that go bump in the night, and we other things that bump back.
Yeah. High five! That's a
good question. We didn't really come up with a good answer. We talk about some creepy stuff.
Yeah,
we get off topic.
Yeah, I loved it. All right, here we go. Thanks for that question.
I really couldn't
think of anything.
I couldn't either.
I couldn't think of anything.
Because the obvious thing is clowns and, you know, stuff like
yeah,
that.
But, yeah, but I mean, there's just, I remember one time I was driving.
Butterflies.
And I literally got the hair stood up on my arms and the back of my neck because I saw something on a corner of the street and I could not figure out what it was. I did not look like anything I'd ever seen. I had no frame of reference for what it was. And as I got closer, I was like, what is that? It was about like maybe a foot tall and it was weird. It was weirdly shaped. As I got closer, it was a skunk.
Oh.
But it was a skunk who was in the middle of spraying, which is terrible.
Oh.
But when the middle of spraying, his tail was up and like they kind of look like those fake Christmas trees where all the branches are individual. Uh-huh. Like their tail like kind of fluffs up like a toilet brush. It didn't look like anything that I recognized. And as I got closer, I was like, oh my God, it's a skunk. But I couldn't tell what it was. And it was just moving. It was like walking on its front legs, you know?
What is this thing?
Oh my God, the first time I saw a possum, I just screamed. It was creepy.
Yeah, they do that.
And they're huge. Yeah. They I didn't know possums were huge.
Those teeth. They got those like rat teeth. Yeah. They look like needles.
What is that? They are not afraid of you.
What about a potato bug?
Ugh, those are so gross.
I told you my story about my friend. I talked about this on the show for sure. My friend in class, he was autistic. He took his shoe off and this giant potato bug runs out. Oh.
No.
Yeah, he was screaming.
How does it fit in there?
How is it not squashed? You take off your shoe and it runs out?
You grow up in the country, bugs are everywhere, okay?
It's
just the way life is.
Potato bugs. Those green little beetles that fly around that are blind.
Oh, the Japanese beetles?
The scarabs?
With the
Japanese beetles.
They're like shiny.
Yeah. I hate them.
Mexican kids put on strings.
They're blind?
They just bump into stuff all over the place.
Yeah, Mexican kids put them on strings and fly them around.
I hate it.
Yeah. Kids from Mexico.
That's true.
How do you get the string around it?
Dude, ask
you it. Freeze them.
I will say they go flying if you hit them with a tennis racket.
Yeah,
Jesus, I will say that much.
Come on, man.
Terrifying. This is our friend Stork at Besotted Geek Pod, which apparently is a thing again.
It's back, I know.
But they're only doing Star Trek? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, they took your idea.
They're only doing Star Trek? What does that mean? All the shows or all the movies? Or
I miss them. They come back.
Because we were doing that.
Original or next
year? Yeah, thanks, John. A long time ago, right?
In a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
How do you organize your board games? Alphabetically? Category? Release date? However they'll fit on the shelf? I personally go by theme.
It's categorically.
John, what are you doing?
How about your records?
He's adjusting.
I go by theme. My CDs were all by genre and alphabetically within the genre.
Just like Diner.
Mm-hmm.
It's all alphabetized and then by genre.
Yeah, I go by theme. So all my scary games, I have games that take place in Japan. I have kaiju games.
He's got Asian section.
We have the Asian section. Yeah, we have Star Wars has its own section. Kurt Russell has his own section.
Yeah, it's basically grocery shop.
My daughter, for the first time, she never could figure out why those games were together. And we were watching Overboard.
No.
She had never seen Overboard.
You watched Overboard?
And she loved it.
Yes.
I was like, this is a good movie to introduce you to the magic of Kurt Russell.
Yes. I love Overboard.
And it is a great movie. And I always forget about the line that makes me laugh in that movie, when she goes, "Why am I reminded of a closet?" And Kurt Russell says, in the most Kurt Russell way, "We used to do it in the closet." But yeah, she really thought it was funny. And then I go, do you not know? I go, look to your left, and there's the thing, and there's Big Show and Little China. And I go, do you notice anything? And she goes, no. And I said, you know why those games are together? She goes, why? I said, because that guy has his own shelf on in our game room. She's like, oh my God, I never realized that. I was like, that's right. Only one man could have his own shelf. Harrison Ford should have one too, now that I'm thinking
about it. If he had more games.
What board game does he have? Yeah.
Star Wars.
Outer Rim?
Is he in? Oh, he is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all those rip-off Indiana Jones rip-offs are basically... Yeah.
Anything that has Fireball to do with Air Force One.
Inca Gold.
Inca Gold, Fireball Island. Yeah, Inca Gold, he's kind of ripped off. I don't do them alphabetically, but we do go by theme, yeah.
It makes it easier, too, because you're like, hey, what do I want to play? I want to play, you know. Something
you also
like.
Have like a small...
Yeah, we have all I have the small games together, the party games are together.
Well, yeah, of course you have to measure by size.
Thank you. And then the Westerns, you know. Of course, you always do everything by size.
Western space,
mm-hmm.
Pirates, all that.
Imaginary Ramblings, another good podcast, at Podcast IR. Did I say at Posada Geek Pod?
Yes.
For Posada
Geek?
You did. What is the best PB and blank combo? Peanut butter and.
So are we about to describe how we make our perfect PB and blank?
You want to?
I'm into it.
Go.
Okay, so
because this could be your sandwich at the restaurant.
Yeah, it could be, but it's not. Get a wheat bread.
Because we're P and J.
P and J.
Oh, pajamas.
Gross.
Charming. That's the worst thing I've ever said.
That's pretty bad, dude.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Why did I say
that? You have to go back and listen. I'm not repeating
it. I'm so sad that I'm not editing today. All right.
Anyways, it was fuck you. Wheat bread, you lightly peanut butter because I don't like a lot of peanut butter, and then you go heavy on the jelly. Usually it's like a strawberry jelly. Yeah. And if you want, you toast it. You toast your bread and then you stick it in the fridge. So
wait,
it's
which
nice and
one
cold.
Is the chunky one?
Me. I'm the chunky one.
Jam is chunky. You
know? Jam is the chunky one. Uh-huh. Jelly's one without the strawberries in it. Okay, I do strawberry jam from Smucker's.
Strawberry?
Yeah, it's good.
Strawberry jam from strawberry. Smucker's. And then I do the Peter Pan one.
Jam on it. Mm-hmm. Jam on it. Jam on it.
You gotta go light on the peanut butter.
So you go peanut butter and jam. You go peanut butter jelly. Sandy.
Okay, so.
This is going to be a long one.
Yeah. First you
normally,
fly too.
Like, actual favorite raspberry jam.
Okay, I like it.
Crunchy peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, get a slice of bologna.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no, this is a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
And you put peanut butter on
it. No, PB and blank.
And then you fold it, and you have a peanut butter.
This sounds like butter sandwiches.
Here's the thing. It sounds like when butter I sandwiches. Said that earlier, I said you would have the widest thing possible. You said, is that what you think of? I rescind my answer. That's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Peanut butter and bologna.
That is insane.
I thought my butter sandwiches are pretty white. That's
because
pretty
I understand
white.
The savory and the sweet, but bologna's not savory. Bologna's just what you eat when there's nothing else to eat.
I have heard of this before. People, they dispense with the bread. It's just peanut butter on bologna rolled
what did,
up.
What
something.
Did Elvis used to eat?
Peanut butter banana.
Peanut butter banana, but there's another.
Fried peanut butter banana sandwich.
Fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches, yeah.
Which are delicious.
Off a griddle. And he would fly to some place. You know, when you're Elvis, you can do that. He would fly to this place that specialized in it.
Jake, what do you got?
For PB&J, yeah, chunky. I usually do strawberry jam on, like, wheat. Nothing fancy. Or I'll sometimes do peanut butter and honey.
Okay.
Sometimes. Not often, but if I feel like it.
John?
I love peanut butter sandwiches. I love jelly sandwiches. I don't usually put them together.
Jelly sandwich?
So I'll do like peanut butter, chunky peanut butter with butter on toasted sourdough.
My grandma used to do that.
Yeah.
Why are you guys putting butter with peanut butter?
Because sometimes peanut butter is a little dry, yeah.
What? So. It's so chewy. And
you need a little something to
so
cut
who,
through
who
it.
Goes chunky peanut butter?
Chunky.
All of you are demons.
You want a little crunch in your lunch,
nope.
Dude.
If you want crunch, you do the ultimate peanut butter combo.
No, because you don't want creamy creamy in your pants.
I like creamy.
You do peanut... First of all, peanut butter and chocolate. Ew. Reese's peanut butter cups. That's your number one peanut butter and combo. No. So your Reese's peanut butter cups, chocolate and peanut butter. Number two, peanut butter and celery is awesome.
With some raisins.
That was the worst snack you got in school.
Peanut butter and celery?
That was disgusting.
Or
I hate celery.
You do peanut butter with a little bit of...
That's disgusting.
Gross.
Yeah. Nope, peanut butter and celery is good stuff.
Celery's right up...
The peanut butter and apples.
Yeah, peanut butter and green apples.
Yes, green apples.
Peanut butter and green apples.
But not celery.
Celery.
Celery is the wrong type of green.
The celery is just the delivery mechanism for the peanut butter.
No, it's not.
And it's got the crunch you want.
Because you can carry it around.
But it has the string I don't want where I have to pull those out.
The texture's terrible.
That flosses your teeth to get all the peanut butter.
It tastes disgusting. It tastes so bad.
Then you don't need to brush your teeth. You just
peanut butter and jelly.
No, you still need to brush your teeth.
PB&J is up there. I love a good peanut butter. And they sell a nice sugar-free preserve. I think it's Smucker's does. They make it with Splenda. The red raspberry is amazing.
Oh, also if you mix half and half raspberry and apricot jam together.
Pomegranate jam's really good too.
Is that true?
Ooh. Yeah. My aunt makes jam.
All right. Jam on it.
It's really
good. That was a really
heated debate. Have you seen that episode of...
Nope.
What's that? Alice in Wonderland? And that girl singing the jam song? She's like, today's the jam, the jam. She's like an old singer, I guess.
Oh, great. She's an old singer.
Probably like Gladys Knight.
I think Little Richie's also in it.
Little Richard?
Little Richard.
It's an Alice in Wonderland with Little Richard and...
Yeah, remember? And he sings the Bo Peep song and like the spider. Nope. And
was that one of those Shelley
Duvall's?
Sounds
like a drug-induced coma. Mm-mm.
All right, we got... this is our last question. This is from Dell on Movies, another great podcast, at W_OTT3. What are your favorite horror comedies?
Her name was Carol Channing.
Oh, Carol Channing.
So that's like a 60s Alice in Wonderland.
It's like Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly.
It's like she had dentures that didn't fit or something. She'd be all, this
John
is Lewis Dolly.
John Candy. Let's sing a song for John Candy.
Well, hello, Dolly. Thank God for Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
What was your question again?
What are your favorite horror comedies?
Horror
comedies.
Horror comedy.
There can only be one.
What's that? What do you got, John?
Young Frankenstein,
great horror comedy.
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead
that's
is
a good one.
That's
a real good one.
That's at the top of my
Hot
list.
Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz isn't really...
That's not a horror movie.
I like
No, it's an action comedy movie.
Oh, Scream was funny to me.
End of the World? Or the World's End?
Zombieland.
The third one?
Zombieland?
That's an alien movie.
Aliens. That's...
Tremors is a great
horror.
Dead Alive.
Gremlins
is a good one.
Gremlins.
Dead Alive.
Eight-Legged
Evil
Freaks.
Dead.
Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness. Like
that's right up there. Yeah. And of course, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Drag Me to Hell.
What We Do in the Shadows. That's a great one.
That's a good one.
Is Drag Me to Hell a comedy?
Yeah, it's fun. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's got some Sam Raimi touches in there for sure. I went in expecting it to be very serious, and there's a scene where I literally busted out laughing.
Gremlins.
What about Cabin in the Woods? Cabin in the Woods.
Is that a comedy?
Yeah. Have you never seen it?
Nope.
You've never seen Cabin in the Woods?
I know that's a good one.
Well, luckily, we're going to watch it on the Digital Movie Club in about 14 years.
Yeah, there you go. In 14 years.
Little Shop of Horrors?
Little Shop of Horrors. That's a good one, yeah. Oh, I got one. Mars Attacks.
Yeah,
that's
more of an alien thing.
John, did you see Dead Alive? The
is that Sam Raimi?
No, it's
it's Peter Jackson. I haven't seen it.
Fantastic.
Is that an early one?
Good. It's after what is it? Not Bad Brains. What's that one called?
Dead
Bad
Alive.
Taste. But before he gets like
Spider-Man.
Like, well, no. Lord of the Rings.
Slither.
Mm-hmm. Tremors.
Tremors. Slither. Oof. Same genre.
Shaun of the Dead's a great one.
Yes.
Shaun of the Dead's kind of the top of the list.
I think I agree with Young Frankenstein's probably top, and then I would say Shaun of the Dead after.
I wouldn't count it as a horror comedy. I think of like, because it's not meant to be scary. It's like a love letter to the horror movies. I think horror comedies are movies that are supposed to be scary and they throw in.
Well, how do you like Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein? Do you like it?
Doesn't
do it for you? You don't like Abbott and Costello?
It doesn't count. No, don't accuse me.
Wise guy.
It doesn't count?
It's not trying to be scary.
That is a horror movie. Boink. You got it's the 40s. You got Frankenstein, Dracula, the Wolfman.
We should watch
Frankenstein.
All right, those are some good questions, guys. Thanks a lot. What a good show today. Good show. You guys said a good show, everyone. Good show.
Right, good show.
Yes, hello.
Jolly good show.
Oh, I do have one more question. This accent has reminded me of a friend of ours from, I won't mention any names, which she has a place called the Lily Pot. She asks, what are tater tots? What are apparently they don't have.
Oh, they don't have those in the UK. Huh?
So you take hash browns and then you
form them into
a
cylinder.
Into a cylinder and you deep fry them.
They're barrel shaped.
Yeah, barrel shaped barrel potatoes.
If you imagine Donkey Kong being about the size of a Funko Pop, the barrel would fit perfectly in his little hands.
It'd be a hash brown.
And he would roll them at the little Mario.
A hash brown barrel.
They go great with ketchup and barbecue sauce.
Yeah, it's
in ranch.
As Americans, we like to take potatoes in all shapes and forms and mm-hmm. turn them into delicious, delectable
treats. And later on, diabetes.
Yes.
What they also do is there was a place called Bar Louie that used to do like a loaded tater tots. And it would come in like a pizza pan. Mm. And they would just be the tater tots on the bottom. They would have cheese, all kinds of like onions.
Bacon. Like,
oh,
onions.
My God. Yeah.
You throw gravy on it. It's poutine.
Well, the poutine, that's Canadian.
I know, but it's delicious.
Shout out to Simon J. Dickey.
Between loaded tots and carne asada fries.
Carne asada fries.
Yeah.
Carne asada wins
really?
Hands down.
Mm-hmm. You get protein with carne asada fries.
Yeah, but you get potatoes that are...
You get potatoes again, and
I know, but tater tots.
Carne asada fries.
Again, you get the... So you would fries. Just get... You would. Yours would be a bologna and peanut butter sandwich with a side of tater tots. Would be the sandy. Mm-hmm.
You know who's got great carne asada fries is Norm's.
Yeah, you know who's got great carne asada fries? You go to Jim's down in Pico Rivera.
Yes, yes.
And you get the DUI.
Yes.
Alberta's.
Pastrami.
Yes.
The DUI is pastrami, carne asada, chili.
Oh, wow.
Cheese on some French fries.
I like
Alberto's
Jim's.
In
That's
San
beautiful.
Diego.
I like
they
Jim's.
Make really good carne asada
That
fries.
Sounds beautiful.
It's amazing. It's called the DUI. Can 2 in the morning, nothing but a bunch of drunks.
Can we go get carne asada fries now?
You guys can go. I got to edit this thing because I said the J word.
The J word.
I didn't hear it.
Justine?
Oh, yeah, you did. I'm like, what was it? Oh, yeah.
Peanut butter and jazz is what I said.
No, you didn't.
I said it with a New Zealand accent.
You did not at
do you
all.
Like, do you like jizz?
You like some jizz?
Do you like jizz? You like jizz music?
Oh, my God.
That's my New Zealand accent.
Now you
like
can't
jizz?
Edit. You have to leave it in.
No, we're not.
See, he's trying to backpedal, make it okay. So he doesn't have to.
No, I'm not going to edit it out. It's in there. What a great show, guys. What a great show. I forgot the tater tots question.
Look, you made us stop doing things because you can see us now.
I know. I love it. You guys are all focused today.
I've
you
been on my
attention.
Phone this whole time.
Does anybody have anything you need to add? Anything we
new
need
business,
to be watching
business?
Or new business? Anything they need to recommend? Ultraman came out on Blu-ray. Fantastic. Pick it up. The original 60s classic Ultraman.
And you said Godzilla, too?
Godzilla is out at the end of the month.
Okay.
That's the Criterion box set. They're doing 14 movies in one.
14 movies.
Criterion.
Wow. Criterion is doing it. Because you know why? Because Godzilla movies are important.
I wish our show did like a In Memoriam and do Donald Pence because I just watched Halloween.
Donald Pleasance?
Pleasance.
Donald Pleasance? Are you talking about Mike Pence?
No, Donald Pence. Okay. Yeah, because he... Yeah,
you're talking about Race Bannon?
when did Donald Pleasance die?
A couple years ago. A few
well,
years
I'm
back.
Just bummed because they killed him in one of my movies.
But you know, he comes back. He comes back in like the sixth one.
Yeah, he comes back?
It's one I didn't see, but he was listed in the credits. I'm going, how is he back? Is it a flashback?
Real quick programming note, guys. For the Digital Movie Club, we've decided off air that going forward, Digital
after
Movie
Halloween.
Club. After we're going to do 2 Halloween episodes back to back. After that, it will become a weekly feature. We'll have the Digital Movie Club every week, but we're going to be modifying it a little bit. We'll be doing 2 movies a week.
So you can stay a pace.
So you can stay. Everyone can kind of, it's an easy pace. We'll have 30 minutes of kind of what have you done or whatever. If we have a game, something to play. Movie reviews of current stuff, whatever we're reading, that sort of thing. All the geek stuff that you know, you love, you can't live without. And then we'll do the last half of the show will be... movies. We'll do Digital Movie Club.
If you like this idea, tweet us at Soup Complex. If you hate this idea, don't tweet us.
Yeah, have people been
Suck
asking for
yeah.
Have people been asking for more movie reviews?
Well, you know
less?
What it is right now. Here's what it is. I just have so much on my plate. Right
oh, sure,
now,
sure. How
that
do you
it's
watch
hard
three
to do. It's yeah. not. No, it's not even that. It's just in the off weeks when we don't do a movie. I have, you know, we have to come up with stuff to talk about. And
oh,
and I'm just
that's
like,
the hard part.
I haven't been able to go to the movies.
It's
I
the week that there's no movie. Club.
I haven't been able to catch the Joker.
Gotcha,
I'm not
gotcha.
Doing. I'm not watching a lot of stuff on TV.
I gotcha.
So I don't have a lot to contribute. So yeah. it's a way for me to be lazy. No one's lazy in Lazy Town.
Hey, he died. That's not funny.
That was a great show. The shield is back up, Justine, so feel free to get on your phone.
You know what I love about this is when you start doing the trailers, I can see the trailers.
That's well, he's supposed to hook up that TV so we can watch it.
I'm not supposed to hook it up.
Renee!
That's a
management issue. Oh, Sue's here. I can't ask for
Renee.
That's
a management issue. Yeah, why don't you go ask Sue, smartass?
I don't want to get us kicked out, okay?
I won't have to fire somebody because Sue will do it for me. She'll be like, please don't come back in.
Don't bring him back.
Shout out to Sue here at Undercity Comics. Once again, the show is always brought to you by the lovely staff here at Undercity Comics for all of you.
Is she still out there?
Yeah,
Sue is still out there.
They take good care of us.
Because I want to ask her what she thought of that article in the LA Times. Yeah. I got it wrong.
Shout out to Renee. All right, guys. So from going forward after next week, of course, we're going to be reviewing American Werewolf in London, The Thing, and Halloween 2. Exciting!
The Thing. Everyone should watch The Thing. If you're going to watch one movie, watch The Thing.
Boy, how about that for... I think I know what rating she's going to give that one.
Kurt Russell.
Hey, spoiler alert, my all-time favorite horror movie. My all-time favorite
horror movie. The director talked about it. I won't get it.
We'll talk about it.
Save it for the show.
If you are... If you can, please go to iTunes. Look us up on iTunes, Superiority Complex. Give us a review. If you like what you hear, if you don't, please keep it to yourself. But if you like what
Suck
you hear,
it up, loser.
Give us a star us. It helps us get new listeners. And if you like a show, please recommend it to somebody. Go on Podchaser. That's a brand new thing. And you can review us there. You can always reach out to us at Soup Complex on Twitter. SOUP Complex.
And if Facebook. You hate a friend or family, tell them. Make
Facebook.com/SOUP Complex, S-O-U-P Complex. Shoot us an email at superioritycomplexshow@gmail.com. John, thank you.
You bet.
Great work today. You look great.
Thanks.
Jake, you look good without the beard, man.
Thank you.
It took me a while last week.
It took me a minute to get
used. But now that I'm looking at it, you look great. You look like somebody I can't remember whose face it is, but you look like somebody.
Now I just look like another white boy.
No. You look like a sexy man. Sandy, yeah, you look okay. You look great today. You're glowing. You look happy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It must be love.
It must be love. Are you in love still? Anybody. Scale of 1 to 10.
Jesus.
A 6.
Like around a 6 to a 9.
Sit. Hey! Up top. Justine, it was nice staring at you this whole time. That's nice. We could look into each other's eyes as we casted pods.
I feel like I'm in your guys' way when you do that, I'll be honest.
Patrick, you look great today.
Thanks.
I like your color coordination.
I'm wearing a Spider-Man shirt.
It's beautiful. It's awesome. Okay, we got to go because we got to crack some backs. All right. For John, for Jake, for Sandy, for Justine, for me, and for Patrick, we say this transmission ends now, and I don't have any closing music, so fight the power, and we will now sing our favorite song, The Monster Mash. They did the mash.
The monster.
They did the monster mash.
They did the mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
It was the monster mash.